Now, when we're talking about technology this time around, we are talking about one monopoly that, hey, I can say it's something that we utilize on a daily, but one that it does actually let us down every now and then. Now, as an acceleration in economic growth in South Africa could trigger power cuts, with state utility Eskom's fragile generator system unable to respond to increased demand of electricity. Now, energy availability of Eskom generation fleet is supposed to be as high as 80%, but is currently as low as 69%. Sure. And even a 0.1% rise in GDP could result in outages. And of course, Nelisiwe Magubane, an Eskom board member, said at an event organized by AfriForesight in Johannesburg yesterday, and the utility, which supplies about 95% of South Africa's power, that's right, in case you didn't know, is an did you know vibe, it has a mountain of debt and is reliant on government bailouts to remain solvent. Now, it is also contending with operational issues. Most of its power stations are nearing retirement age and haven't been, you know, basically properly maintained, while the construction of two new plants are running years behind schedule and way over budget. So the country basically has experienced, you know, intermittent, you know, power outages here and there, known as load shedding. You know this.
Yeah.
And this is since late 2005. And a measure, Eskom said, was needed to prevent the national grid from collapsing. So outages have eased over recent months, largely due to poor performance of the economy, and the GDP slumped, and you know, basically by 3.2% in the first quarter, and this is the biggest contraction in a decade. So we're basically looking at a lot that's going to be happening. You know, it's quite deep, it's quite dark, it's very scary.
Yeah.
And this was actually said as well by Mike Russo, who's an independent energy advisor, saying we haven't seen load shedding because demand is going south. And he also adds that if demand picks up tomorrow, you'll be seeing load shedding every day.
Sure.
Every day.
Every day.
You know how worrying this is.
It's bad.
Especially because UJ is adapting this whole 4IR thing, and we have a lot of work we do online. So if this is happening,
hey,
what is going to happen to our assignments? We even have online tests. Well,
and that is an issue. It's not like these generators are kicking at that point just before the power goes to.
Yeah.
There's like a little bit of a second where it, like, it kicks in.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, when it comes to online situations, there is that fault of a corrupted file or error or something going wrong, and then things are erased or things are lost. These are serious issues.
This is a mess. It's worrying. Don't know how we're going to fix it, because seems like everyone is just taking whatever they want to take from Eskom, and no one is, you know, we have so many commission of inquiries. It's tiring, guys, but no one is charged. No one goes to jail.
It's too much.
It's just there.
I think the one thing we probably can't think about now is other ways we can probably try, you know, rectify things for our personal selves. Because it seems as though taking matters to our own hands seems to be the way to go. You see a lot of businesses with their own generators, and it actually
solar
does work
panels
out. There's solar panels as well, which actually do back up just enough time for you to actually, you know, get something done that you actually need at that point in time. So there's still a couple of ways to actually get things going. But we'll see if we can brainstorm a little bit more. And as Anas I mentioned, this 4IR, you know, evolution we're actually going into right now, we need to, of course, be thinking on that forefront.
Yeah. But it's unfair. Now, you are going to pay Eskom
through government,
and then you have to buy your own generators as well.
It's not fair.
It's a lot. It's too much.
Wow.
It's too much. We'll break it down a little bit more, but for now, I don't believe.